because there's a lot of communication, 70% of it, in fact, is nonverbal. And I don't know, well, when we get taught sales, how to close a sale, the words to say, we get taught all those things. We aren't always taught the subconscious pieces that go along with that, which is, it's 70%. It's huge. Yeah. The first 5 seconds somebody meets you, you're judged, whether you like it or not, in 5 seconds.
The business of sales is sometimes harder than actually making the sale in the first place. See, you're not only a professional salesperson, you're a business owner. But the focus always seems to be on sales. Well, we're here to help you. I've been in the sales world and training sales professionals for over 4 decades. My name's Morris Sims. I've seen some great salespeople fail because they didn't run their business very well. Well, we're going to share success concepts and interview some great entrepreneurs who are going to help you in your business. Welcome to the Business of Sales. Kim Lebbing is our guest today on the Business of Sales. She's an author and a coach and does some really great work with mindset. Kim, tell us your journey. How did you get to where you are today?
Hey, thanks for having me, Morris. So I started on this journey probably over 20 years ago. I was in the corporate world and was getting really, really tired of that grind, quite honestly. I was in management.
Yep.
And I just decided that I was going to start my own business, be an entrepreneur. My parents were entrepreneurs. I had seen it done. However, I quickly figured out that I was my own worst enemy, and I struggled. And most of it had to do what was right between my ears. And I, for years, sought out how to fix problems like procrastination and inconsistency and performing at higher levels and all of those things. So that's really how I got started in what I'm doing now.
And today you coach people, you help folks along those lines. Are there other things that are important to you right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So today, what I stumbled across several years ago was I stumbled into the space of neurolinguistics, and I fell in love with it because I had a friend that had showed me a process that literally in a day she shifted things and resolved things that had been problems for me and my business for years in one day. And that really got me thinking, man, this is really valuable. And people that are in sales, you know, 90% of it is mindset. I know, you know, you need the strategy, you need all those things. But if your mindset's not right, it doesn't matter. So
it's for sure.
I mean, it doesn't. So it really showed me that there were some things that I could do to help other people. And that's what started me on this journey. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. So I work specifically with people that are in sales, high performers, business owners, entrepreneurs that want to get to a better level in their business. And maybe they've got some unseen or unknown barriers that are blocking them. And I'm really good at finding out what those are.
What sort of barriers do you run into most often?
Good question. So that's kind of funny because a lot of times people don't know what, or they think they know what it is, but they really don't.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, they're like, well, my problem is, you know, I procrastinate, but they never really get, it's like a surface level problem. Uh-huh. It's not getting to the real reason behind it, that below the surface. It's like that iceberg image. I know we're on a podcast, but that iceberg image, and it's all the stuff that's underneath the water that people just ignore, not realizing that that's literally 90% of what's driving their behavior and their actions.
And there, that's what I was going to say. And there is a whole lot under that water.
Oh, yeah, there is. There is, because it has to do with, you know, really how we're programmed. We begin to become programmed from the day we're born. And our parents influence us. There's, you know, siblings that influence us, friends that influence us, things that we saw, things that we heard. Depends on how our brains captured that information and took it in. And it plays out, whether we realize it or not, in every single decision and behavior that we make.
I can't agree more. It's just amazing to me when I look back and I think about it, all the different things that impacted my life and all the different things that impacted my kids' lives up to where they are today. And it brings me back to the realization that everybody needs to give some time and thought to this whole idea of mindset.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's really foundational.
My friends, thank you again for listening to The Business of Sales. We appreciate you. Hey, a quick bit of news for you just to get started today. Our friend and mentor, Dr. Randy Marshall, Randy has taught many of us in the world of sales over the years. He makes no apology for his faith and his Christianity. He is in Poland right now, helping with the refugees and providing aid to the Ukrainians. Randy has taught there for several years to help build leaders to plant churches in that country. Now he works to help get them medicine and clothes and food and, yeah, even bulletproof vests. So please pray for Randy and his mission and his safe travels on all his many trips back and forth. And if you're moved to help support this work, go to a website. It's tccp.pro. That's the Center for Church Planters. tccp.pro, P-R-O. And share your treasure to help a people who are truly in need of physical and spiritual support at this time. Carla and I have been blessed, and we've given to this organization because I know every penny is going to go to help a family in Ukraine and to spread the gospel. You know, our Lord taught us, as often as you've done this for one of my least brothers, you did it for me. Thank you for your support, and thank you so much for listening to The Business of Sales. Hey, let's get back to the show.
In fact, I don't even know how you can stay in business if you don't have this piece, or at least aren't aware of this piece.
Yeah, yeah.
And working on it, because if you're not, I don't know how you can keep going. It's that important.
It is. It's foundational. Now, I'm one, I'll admit it and I'll confess, I'm one that very rapidly says, you can have the right mindset, but if you don't get off your you-know-what and go out and do some work, you're not going to make any money. So
100% true. Because, yeah, the action part of it, and that was a piece I'll say that I was missing. I ran across neurolinguistics years ago. I studied it for 8 years before I actually became certified and got into it. And the first person that I was following was that. It was all the preaching of it. It was all the mantras, all the other things, but there was no action behind it, and there really wasn't any true change. There was a little bit of change, but what was profound about that for me is it was my eye opener. Because before that, I really wasn't even aware of how all these things from my past were affecting my present and how it was affecting my performance and my sales. So it was an eye opener for me, but it's the action taking. So it's really a combination of what, you know, the things that you teach, strategies that you need to do a business, but you need both. You really do.
Yeah, you really do. If you're not thinking about it right and in the right direction and with the right foundational ideas, then it's going to throw you off course. Because, I mean, our friend Earl Nightingale was right. We become what we think about all day long.
Yes. Yes, we do. And there's tricks and strategies that you can use to help your brain go in the direction that you want to go. And also there's strategies that you can do to remove those mental blocks and really, and even create new neural pathways so that you're no longer doing a behavior that you used to do.
Ooh, now that's important.
It is.
I mean, when you think of all the behaviors that we do that we probably shouldn't do, boy, having something to help you eliminate those or at least redirect that energy would be worthwhile.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the funnest part, in my opinion, of what I do, is watching people say, oh my gosh, I'm not doing that behavior anymore. And really, some tips about that, because what I do is fast. So it's fast. I can do it in half a day. Mm-hmm. But if you're working on this on yourself, just to give some value to the people that are listening, whatever your problem is or thing that you think that it is, you've got to start asking yourself questions. So if you're struggling with, let's say it's inconsistency in follow-up, ask yourself, how is that a problem? Whatever that answer is, ask that question again. How is that a problem? You've got to drill it down to what the real issue is. Then you can start to tackle it, because what you've done is you've brought that stuff that's under the surface, that's the stuff that's, you know, the part of the iceberg that we don't see, you've brought it up to the surface. And that's where you can begin to tackle it and change it and really reframe it.
Yeah. I spend a lot of time with folks talking about, okay, tell me what you want, why you want it, and how you're going to get it. And if I can't get them and help them to get below the surface on that, well, I want to make a lot of money. Okay, why? We ask that question over and over and over again, right?
Right.
And only when I do that do I even come close to helping somebody figure out really what it is they want and why they want it. What's going to get them up in the morning?
Yeah, absolutely. This is similar, very similar process, but it's in drilling down what the real problem is.
Boy, that just seems to make all the sense in the world to me. Kim, tell me more about mindset and a professional salesperson. Where do you think they need some help, and what can you do to be of service to those folks out there?
Oh, sure. So I feel like there's so many sales programs out there that don't really work on this mindset piece. They do it, but they do it on a surface level. Mm-hmm. They aren't doing it at a deep level. So I feel like that first piece that we talked about is really foundational. And I've got a program where I can actually fix those things in 4 hours or less. So that's like my foundational, have to start there part. The other pieces of the puzzle to really help people is to, you know, make sure that they are subconsciously creating new behaviors to get them into massive action. And you do that, I mean, this is just, you know, this is the short condensed version, but you do that by helping them actively visualize what it is that they want to do, what actions that they want to take. Help them with focus, helping them, like you said, discovering their why, helping them stay focused on the why and keeping them on track. And I also teach people the subconscious ways that you can communicate with prospects, with customers, with potential people, because there's a lot of communication. 70% of it, in fact, is nonverbal. And I don't know, we get taught sales, how to close a sale, the words to say, we get taught all those things. We aren't always taught the subconscious pieces that go along with that, which is 70%. It's huge. Yeah. The first 5 seconds somebody meets you, you're judged, whether you like it or not, in 5 seconds.
So what do you do about that, Kim? I mean, given that fact, what do I do differently to make that a more positive interaction in those first 5 seconds?
A lot of what I teach, to give you the short condensed version of it again, because we only have so much time on here.
Sure.
But being able to mirror and match the other person as far as what kind of, if you're coming across somebody and they're soft spoken, and you're a louder person, you don't want to yell at them. You want to kind of match their tone.
Yeah.
So, and same with, you know, if they're just matching those tones, those behaviors in those first few seconds. Also how you stand. I mean, there's even little secrets about men and women. If you're meeting in person, if you are man to man, you do not want to stand facing them. And this is a subconscious thing. Mm-hmm. You want to stand just a little slightly cornered, to the side, and it's less aggressive feeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where if it's a woman, you would, you know, face to face, is fine. So there's a lot of little intricacy things that you can do in those first few seconds that make people more open to hearing what your words are and open to listening to you. Because honestly, if you do some of that wrong, you won't even get a chance to tell them what it is you're trying to sell. They won't even be open to you. So, I mean, it really is huge.
Kim, is there something about I'm thinking about today. I mean, we're on a telephone connection, so I can't see you, but I can hear you, and we can relate verbally and vocal tone wise for sure. But you know, a lot of stuff goes on today on Zoom. Talk to me about facial expressions. How does that play in?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's another thing that you can match with people, especially when you're on Zoom. And of course, if you're making phone calls, those tones, the tonality that we have, and sort of matching your prospect on Zoom, I think it's a little, I do think it's a little bit easier. Because you see the person. Mm-hmm. So you have that advantage of being able to watch what they're doing and get into that deeper rapport, just because, you know, you can see them right there. So you can match that. To me, I mean, it's a little bit different than in person, but I feel like it's a little bit better than phone.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that I find interesting is that you can also see yourself. My lovely bride tells me all the time, Marsh, you look angry. You look mean. You look upset. What's the problem? I said, well, I'm happiest camper in the entire world. I didn't know I was looking anyway, except the way I always look. And she would tell me, and she does, facial expressions, the kids, especially with their grandkids, the kids are picking up on your facial expressions.
Yeah, absolutely. And facial expressions are huge. So before you get, I know this is like sales 101, what they used to tell you, that even if you got on phone, smile before you dial, smile and dial.
Yeah.
Because that, it changes the energy. Another thing that you can do is your posture. Your posture can also shift your energy. So sitting up straight and tall, you know, those posture shifts can really make a difference too. And if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense, because if you are having a hard day, and I talk to some of the people, some of the teams that I work with, if they're having a harder day, maybe they got told no a few times, and by the middle of the day, they're kind of down, and they're literally slumped over. And if they just, so one of the things I teach them is just, this is an easy fix. Shift your energy, stand up straight and tall, check your posture, you know, look up, and it makes your mood completely different. It shifts the energy before you pick up that phone again. So it's a little bit deeper than a smile.
Hey, I got a question for you. What's your favorite destination for a few relaxing days to unwind and recharge your batteries, or your favorite place to take the family for some big fun. Find that picture in your mind. Go on, do it now. Have you got it? Well, now think about all the planning and the booking and the flights and the reservations and all the rest of those other pesky details that you have to go through just to get to that beautiful picture in your mind. Now, what if somebody took all those details and made it easy? Make it easy for you to get there and do what you want to do. Well, that's what our friends at Small World Big Fun can do for you. They make travel easy. All you got to do is show up and have fun. The great people at Small World Big Fun are going to handle all the details that you want them to handle. You want to go to Disney? Hey, they know all the secrets. River cruises in Europe, Cancun beach trips, Belize maybe, cruise Alaska, or cruise anywhere. You name it, and Small World Big Fun can plan it and make it happen for you. Really, I've been using Small World Big Fun for years, and frankly, so has the rest of our family. We just show up and have fun. Cindy Miner and her 42 other great agents are going to make it easy on you to show up and enjoy life. So go to smallworldbigfun.com or call Small World at 501-831-5211. That's 501-831-5211. Call them now and get started planning for your next trip to that absolutely beautiful picture that you saw back when this conversation began. You know, I can see it now. The white sandy beaches of the Redneck Riviera all along the Gulf of Mexico, and it's calling me. Golly gee, can you hear the waves? Yeah, I can smell the ruby red Gulf shrimp on the grill. Redfish fresh from the boat for dinner and, oh. Hey, Carla, bring me a drink, would you? And adjust the umbrella, the sun's in my eyes again. You know, when we started doing webcasts, and we started this many, many years ago, we learned early on that it's best to do those while you're standing. In fact, we built two webinar studios at New York Life, and both of them were built so that you would do this standing. I just stood up and adjusted my microphone, and this feels so much better. Thank you, Kim. I needed to learn that again.
We always need reminders, don't we?
Oh, my. This is amazing. I feel so much better because I've done a two-hour class this morning. I've done three other podcast recordings, and I was kind of feeling a little bit tired. But now I'm standing up and feeling great. Thank you, Kim.
I love it.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. So Kim, how, if our audience wants to get a hold of you and touch base with you and learn more about what you do in NLP, how do we go about doing that?
Absolutely. So they can go to, so of course, all my social links, I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, probably more than anywhere. And then I've got a website, KimberlyLebbing.com, and you can, I have things you can download, resources there, and even a webinar that's already recorded, masterclass, and you can go to that and let me see. I'll send you the link so that you can, so people can download that if they want it.
Oh, super. Thank you. Thank you. And that's Kimberly Lebbing, LEBBING.com. And go check out Kim's stuff. I mean, this is good stuff, y'all. It really does make a difference.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me on today. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you're more than welcome, and we thank you for being here. And for everybody else out there, hey, this is the Standing Up Morris Sims telling you, go have a great day, have a wonderful week, enjoy, and I'll see you next time right here on The Business of Sales.